right, guys, you asked for it, so we brought it back. And this is, can you believe it, Natalia? This is week three.
Wow, already?
Yeah, War of the Roses. And who are we talking to today?
Hi, this is Kaylee from Virginia Beach.
Hi, Kaylee. Happy Monday. Well, let's hope it stays happy since we are pulling a War of the Roses today. So tell us a little bit why you called.
Okay, so I've been married to my husband, Tony, for 6 months now, and he is literally the best guy and the love of my life. And he's honestly my best friend, and I can't picture my life without him.
Okay, well, so far so good. That's obviously why you said yes when he proposed to you, if you can't imagine, like, living life without him. So, okay, then why are you calling us? What's going on?
So, I don't, like, things have just been off lately. He just seems, like, distant and not as connected, especially in the bedroom. And we were doing adult things, at least 4 days a week, and it was, you know, lucky if we got one time a week now, and it's just, it's really weird, for a lack of better words.
Okay, well, listen, to be fair, you know, as adults working, adulting, period, 4 times a week is a lot, and you're 6 months in, so maybe the newness, the excitement of the marriage is kind of wearing off, so, and stress, too, that's a part of it.
Yeah, I do totally understand that, but it's not only in the bedroom. It just seems like he's on another planet. He isn't really paying attention or engaged in conversations with me when I'm talking to him. And when we have date nights, he just seems to be a little spaced out. Like, he just seems like he's thinking about other things. And when I try to ask him if everything's okay, he insists that all is well. So I don't know. Like, he's acting like nothing, there's nothing to worry about at all, but definitely not present. And I can just tell his mind is, like, elsewhere, even when we're doing our adult time once a week.
Well, welcome to marriage, honey. I can tell you that all sounds actually pretty normal. Do you feel like he's cheating, or that maybe there's another woman in the picture?
I honestly don't, but I guess I just kind of want to test the waters and make sure that everything really is okay between us. And I don't know, just something is, it's just off. And I know it sounds kind of ridiculous, but I don't know. Isn't this what War of the Roses is here for?
Yeah. No, you listen, Kaylee, you're exactly right. And that's why we brought it back. But I have a feeling this is going to be pretty tame, War of the Roses, and that he will pick you. But hang on the line, because we don't want to assume. Yeah. And give Natalia Tony's number, and we'll find out once and for all what's going on, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Hello?
Hi, is this Tony?
Yes, this is. And you are?
Hi, Tony. My name is Megan, my girl from 7 Florists. How are you doing today?
I'm all right. Is this some ridiculous scam or spam?
Oh, no. No, oh my gosh, no, not at all. So, listen, we're a new florist to the area, and we're trying to get the word out about our business, you know, kind of grassroots style. And somehow your name and number popped up in our database. So every week, in order to get the name out of the business, you know, get our name out there, we're drawing winners and offering them a dozen red roses to send to themselves, loved one, wife, friend, etc. And like I mentioned, your name popped up, and we wanted to offer these free roses to you.
Oh, really? Yeah, that's super random, but free sounds good to me. And yeah, I could definitely pass your business name onto some buddies and stuff. So yeah, that sounds good.
Awesome. I really appreciate that so much. So first things first, we need a first name of who you would like to send these gorgeous roses to.
Let me see here. I would love to send them to Karen.
Okay, Karen. And if I may ask, who's Karen? A girlfriend? A friend? Someone special? I just am asking because the flowers come with a card too, so I would like to pick the right card.
Karen is my new stepmom. She and my dad got married not too long ago.
Oh, okay. That's very kind of you, but just, you do realize that these are long stem red roses, so they're pretty romantic, right?
Yeah, but Karen is pretty special. She's a very special woman. I'm lucky to have her as a stepmom, or to have her in my life in any way I can. She's really done a lot for me.
Well, that's very nice that you two have a bond.
Yeah, you could call it that.
Okay, what would you like to put on the card?
I may not have been the one who found you, but I'm so glad that at least Jim did.
And Jim is?
That's my dad.
Okay, awesome. Well, hang on the line here for a minute, and I will get these to your stepmom, you know, your stepmom and dad's address, so that we can get these out to her.
Yeah. I would love to send them to her workplace, actually.
Not a problem at all. So just hang on the line.
Well, okay, let's put him on hold real quick. Okay, so now he can't hear me. When I hear this whole conversation, I only can think of this right now.
She takes one look at me and she goes, "Oh my God, I've had the old bull. Now I want the young calf." And she grabs me by the...